Hello, welcome to the Monday, February 15th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. The website of the British Association for Counseling and Psychotherapy apparently was breached using ransomware. Ransomware on web servers we have seen a couple times, but really not a lot of examples to point to that show how ransomware is being used in order to hold servers ransom instead of desktops or clients. There's of course plenty of ransomware that goes after clients. Now in this case, as far as I can tell, the website is a pretty much of a brochure website, not a lot there. There's a login, so possibly there was some personally identifying information stored on the site, but apparently the attacker felt it was more lucrative to go after ransom here instead of just stealing the data outright. At this point, the website is just offline, so you will no longer see the ransom note. However, the Bitcoin address still shows an empty balance, so doesn't look like the ransom has been paid so far. Creating good random numbers is certainly one of the most fundamental computer security problems. On the other hand, there are really not a lot of exploits that really take advantage of bad random numbers. Now, unless they're like really bad, well, there's now a new exploit for the PHP rand function. PHP has a number of different ways to create random numbers. Rand is just one of them, certainly not the best way to create it, in particular if you're looking at how simple this particular exploit. It's not super fast, but in this case it can be used in order to predict the anti-cross-site request forging tokens that may be created with rand. One thing actually about these tokens, they don't actually have to be random in the sense that it can't depend on any other data. You could easily derive them, for example, from a good, and of course good, random session ID, and then you can save yourself some computational work by not having to create good random numbers from scratch, which tends to be expensive computationally. And of course in some systems, particular smaller systems, device and such, you pretty quickly run out of entropy for good random numbers. Now this particular problem is more evident on Windows than on Linux, but even on Linux you probably should look carefully at good random number generators for security critical functions. October last year, VMware fixed a pretty serious bug in VMware vCenter server. Essentially, what happened here, that a JMX RMI service was bound to the network, and well, that service was not authenticated. So a pretty straightforward exploit here too. Back then, VMware did publish an update, a fix for the problem, but apparently it doesn't fully address the problem if you're running VMware vCenter server on Windows. So in this case, be aware there is an updated patch out there that was released on Friday. And Cisco patched an interesting problem late last week, which is interesting not because of the number of people who have to patch devices, but the number of people who may be affected by this bug. Over the last few years, small cells have become quite popular among mobile service providers. Essentially, these are these sometimes femtocells or whatever they're called, small cell towers essentially that you can put in your desk, connect to your IP network, and they're often used, for example, in office buildings in order to fill in dead spots in cell phone coverage. Now, the problem here, of course, is always privacy, and that an attacker pretty much has physical access to these devices. If someone wants to plant a device in an office, your cell phone won't really be able to distinguish that device from a legitimate device. Now, The cell phone operators go through quite a bit of pain to make that all secure and work well. Essentially, there is a VPN connection from the device to the carrier that will carry the encrypted voice, but all of this relies on the device retrieving firmware from the carrier. And that's the bug that Cisco patched here. It was possible before patching this bug for anybody to retrieve and decrypt the firmware, which of course will include settings, encryption keys, and the like, and could enable someone to not only plant a malicious cell, but also possibly manipulate existing cells into giving up their secrets. So not much you can do yourself about this. You probably can't even control if you do connect to one of these femtocells or not, but certainly something the carriers have to address as they update the servers that distribute the firmware. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.